Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, September 26, 2006. And on today's show, we have Chef Mark of the Remarkable Palate Podcast and Remarkably Mark. And we have Michael from the QCast Connecticut. Say hi, guys.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey there. So since we're not allowed to do the dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, then we can do Michael's theme.
It's a catchy little tune, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I really want some lyrics for it.
Well, you need to really schmooze John Ong then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that would be very clever.
Now, see, I can't say that I have your theme song memorized yet.
Oh, you will. You will.
I will. I know I will.
You sound like
Yoda. Assimilated.
Because this weekend I was singing the Remarkably Mark theme song in my head all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now, see, I can't remember how it goes now.
He walks down the street
from Chelsea to Times Square. A personal chef without his cookware.
Sing it, sister.
I only have one functioning eye at this moment because I smacked myself in the eye with
Well, then it's a
headphones.
Damn good thing you have two.
Yeah.
Do you need to go to the hospital?
No, I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
So, listen.
Yeah.
Michael, do you watch Survivor or The Amazing Race?
What do you think the answer to that is?
I think the answer is no.
The answer is no, and unfortunately, I have to admit to the two of you, I had to fast forward most of that show.
Oh, you're like blah 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 blah.
Like,
blah,
I have
reality,
no idea
blah,
what
blah,
you're
blah.
Talking about. Yeah.
Well,
okay,
then
we should talk about Clinton. Let's talk about Bill Clinton.
Oh my God, wasn't that a great clip?
He was fierce. He just kicked some butt. Did you see that, Michael?
I heard there was finger pointing.
There was knee pointing. He reached across and he, like, you know, with his finger out, he, like, on the other guy's knee, was, like, you know, tapping on his knee. It was fierce.
And it was Chris Wallace, right?
Yeah, it was Chris Wallace, who usually actually is not, I mean, I don't see him as one of those sort of nasty, horrible people, but, I mean, I don't know, now that he's on Fox, maybe he is.
I was just going to say, now that he's on Fox, that's why he's got that reputation, I guess.
Didn't he used to be on ABC News?
Yes, he did.
Like, he used to be a respected journalist.
Until he went to ABC.
But poor Bill is looking old. He is not, the last few years have not been good to him.
He's been through the ringer.
Yeah, I think it's interesting always to see the photos of presidents as they enter the presidency and then after they've left the presidency, and they age like 20 years in the course of four, you know, it's really, well, in this case, eight, but man, he just looks horrible.
Well, he's been out of office for seven years now, right? 6 years.
Yeah. But I mean, he's still relatively young, but he looks a lot older than his years at this point. But anyway, that's beside the point. I love how he was defending himself and how, you know, basically, you know, it was like the stuff that went on in that stupid movie, that ABC movie, you know, the Path to 9/11, where they were basically blaming his administration for not doing anything about Al-Qaeda. So he stood up. He said, wait a minute, you know, we tried. At least we tried.
Right.
You know, they never tried. They didn't make one move to try to get Al-Qaeda, to try to get Osama bin Laden.
And Bill Clinton tried without taking us to war.
Right, exactly. He was trying to do one of those little secret assassination things, which I don't really know if is so good anyway, but I mean, it's a reality that you recognize in this day and age, but that's certainly better than, you know, 100,000 people dying.
That's true.
Yep.
Now, Michael, are you a Clinton fan at all?
Sure. Why not?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I never was a Bill Clinton fan. Like, I was never one of his, you know, huge rah-rah supporters. You know, and I actually had a lot of problems with him during his presidency, but I respect him. You know what I mean? Like, I can respect him as a very intelligent person, and I think in this area, on this level, and anything to do with the terrorism and Osama, I think he really was in the right place, unlike this administration, you know?
Yeah, now see, I have always been a Bill Clinton fan. The only thing I didn't like that I can say, honestly, was the beginning of his administration when he did the don't ask, don't tell policy. Oh, I thought he was letting down the gaze from day one.
Yeah. Well, and that's the part of the Clintons where you just have to, it's their Achilles heel is always their political nature. Like, you know, he's a master politician, and unlike George Bush, who is really, you know, the courage of his convictions type leader, you know, George Bush knows what he wants and he won't waver from it. Bill Clinton is a politician. You know, you're never certain what his beliefs, how his beliefs play into the process, because he's doing what will win. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's and I think that whole don't ask, don't tell thing was that. It's like he got all this support from the gay community during the campaign, and then, you know, they were trying to please everyone, and you can't please everyone. And that compromise just was horrible. It was one of the worst compromises in human history. You know, because no one was happy with it.
Very true. What is your take, Michael?
My take is, what an interesting world it would be if you could please everyone.
It's so true.
Actually, what a boring world it would be. Could you imagine?
Not sexually.
Never mind.
Because I think that's what Michael meant. Isn't that right, Michael?
I would never say that. Come on.
That would Come be fun. On. You, at least you'd die trying, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it would be fun trying, wouldn't it?
And I'm sure
nothing else.
I'm sure we've all done our part of pleasing everyone in one time or another.
Yes. Do either of you have a view of the southern horizon right now?
I do not. I'm on the wrong side of the building for that.
I just came in from walking Steva, and it's the very end of dusk. You know, it's starting to be dark, and the most gorgeous little toenail sliver of a new moon just came up over the southern horizon.
Oh.
Just really gorgeous. And south of me is the Cloisters, which is a really, you know, it's a famous museum, which is old, like it's a grouping. It's a museum which was constructed from parts of four medieval monasteries and built here on the top of a hill in northern Manhattan. And that is to the south of me. So I saw this gorgeous moon right above the Cloisters. It was just so beautiful.
Is it an orangey color? Is it a harvest moon yet?
Yeah, because it's right on the horizon. Is that? But it's just, it's a new moon. So it's this tiny little sliver.
Yeah.
Like, looks like a little toenail clipping.
And Michael, do you get the amazing foliage color in the fall up there?
Oh, yeah. Yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
I would love to vacation in New England in the fall.
Well, come visit us.
I can't. I'm teaching.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That whole job thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe Wednesday.
Well, New Haven is nice because it gets it towards the end, so you don't have to get it, like, right away. Like, you can wait until the foliage turns there probably in, like, what would you say, like, mid to late October?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
fall is
Whereas
my favorite.
I think it starts really early in Maine, you know.
Yeah, it's nice up here at that time of year.
Fall
Although,
is my favorite
you know,
season.
I was taken aback, I must say, by your discovery that the first day of autumn was not September 21st.
Yes, that's right.
Because I've always been led to
Me
believe
too.
It was. Like
Me
all
too.
All the equinoxes fell on the 21st, I always thought.
Well, did you do your research or did you just believe me?
Well, I figured you did it for us.
I did.
Well, no, it was so. I mean, all the meteorological people were saying, you know, 1:14 a.m. on September 23rd.
Yeah, the actual time was a little bit different for different where depending on where you live in the country, but it was generally, you know, the 23rd.
So will the first day of winter still fall on December 21st?
I don't know.
The weird thing
is it a constant?
It has to do.
Is it a constant, or does it vary per year?
Well, I guess if you think about it, 365 is not a constant, so you can't, like, evenly divide it.
But I guess the actual equinox is usually the same day, isn't it? Like the vernal or the autumnal equinox?
Well, see, that's the issue, is that, theoretically, the way we reckon time is a construct of humanity. The way that the Earth shifts is universal, right? I mean, the Earth will turn the way that it turns, and it's pretty much the same every time, right?
Generally,
so,
yes.
One would hope.
Yeah, or else things will be really bad. So,
So Michael, what are the temperatures in the air at night up there now?
Right about now?
Yeah.
Well, right now it's 68.
Okay, so it's still relatively the same as it is here.
Yeah.
I thought it was starting to get cold up there.
No, we're looking at low 70s all week, actually, right now.
Okay, that's about the same as us.
Yeah. So it's cool. I'll only start getting cranky when it starts snowing and getting, you know, in the 30s.
I know, because I heard you and Mr. B talking about how you did not want to move to someplace that's cold, and then you end up moving to Connecticut.
Oh, well, he's all for it. It's me. I'm the one dragging my feet, so.
Well, and you from your description in your podcast, it sounds like you're there near the Long Wharf, and it can get really blustery and windy there at the Long Wharf.
No, yeah, we're right on Long Wharf.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on the water.
That's not, you know, as pleasant as it might be when the weather's bad. You know, those nor'easters, you know, they come off the sound.
So wait until the winter podcasts start.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be very cranky, I guess.
They'll be the cranky cast.
You'll have to rename the show. Cranky Connecticut.
the Connecticut Windy Cast. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, too funny.
I'll try to remain positive.
Now, Michael, have you said it on your podcast, the university that you work at?
Yes, Yale.
Okay. Then I can tell you this. I can check my stats on my webpage and stuff, and one of the highest stats is from Yale University.
Yeah, it's because it's such a gay school. You know?
I think it's from Michael.
Oh, accessing at work, huh?
Yeah, the same IP address shows up over and over and over again.
Really?
.edu, huh?
Yep, yale.edu.
Well, I mean, I have listened to your show a couple of times right from my computer at work, like the episode that you had with my neighbor down the street last year.
Oh, yeah.
When I tracked that one down.
And that one's been downloaded 3 times just recently.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Only one of them is me.
And the other
maybe
one is
one
me.
Of them is the neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Greg went back and did it again. He probably wanted to say, "Ooh, what did I say a year ago?" Well, I check out everybody's sites, you know, during the day just to see comments and things like that. So,
well, I must have left like 5 My Chingo messages on different people's podcasts today.
Oh yeah, what were you saying? You had trouble leaving me one?
Oh yeah, on yours. You know how you can record a message and then listen to it, like preview it.
Right.
Well, when I clicked on preview, it was like sped up really, really fast, like a, you know, I don't know, just a
like
really
a
fast. Yeah, like a chipmunk thing. And I was like, oh, I can't leave that, so I just decided to leave you a message instead.
Maybe that's why no one's leaving me any. Well, no, Mark left one. Last one Mark left came out fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to try it again then, because I wondered if maybe if I had a setting wrong on my computer to, you know, in the.
I'm curious, did that RPM thing, that suggestion that someone left on your comments work out for the 2 FireWire ports for you, Archer?
Actually, I had already figured it out myself, but that's a good point, because I was going to actually talk about that comment later, but Blake had left a comment saying that, I don't know if this is the exact same comment, but he said that I might be having the 800, FireWire 800 drive plugged into the wrong port on my computer.
Into the 400, yeah. Into the,
right.
There's 2 ports. One is 400, one is 800.
Exactly, but as it turns out, the configuration of the ports are completely different, and you wouldn't be able to plug the 800 thing into the 400, so there was no chance of that. But then
it would have been a square peg in a round hole. Huh?
Pretty much, right. But then he suggested, did I have the... Because I have the... Now, I have it configured right now, but I have the 400 FireWire drive plugged into the back of the 800 FireWire drive. And then into the computer.
Okay.
Because I've got 2 external hard drives, because I don't want to lose anything. I back up everything crazy.
Yeah, and God forbid he should actually buy some CDs and just burn them.
Do you know how many CDs that would take? I have 2.
Yeah, but they're cheap by comparison to hard drives.
The hard drive was $300.
Yeah, a CD is like 25 cents.
Yeah, but I'm saying to back up, I do backups like once a week or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That would be crazy to do it on CD.
Oh, like, yeah, and I'm not talking about backing up your entire system on CD. I'm talking about every time you have files to back up, you just back up those particular files. That's what I do anyway.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I just make a copy of those files and then take it out, and it's separate, yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, I just find that easier.
Here's a question, and especially Michael, since you got your new iPods.
And new external hard drive, I might add.
I want to ask you about that.
You've been playing with the iTunes 7 thing. I have been having problems since I downloaded iTunes 7, and I don't know if it has to do with iTunes 7 or something to do with the iPod, but as you know, I recently got my the newer version, you know, the video iPod. I had the older one for a while. And certain podcasts, when I go to play them on the iPod, like I'm just out and about and I go to listen to those podcasts, it restarts and it won't play the podcast. And listen to this, it's the weirdest thing. The only podcast that this, well, actually now it's starting to happen with more and more, but the first podcast that this was happening was Wanda Wisdom and Ramble Redhead and then Podcast 411. When I go to press play on, you know, like I want to listen to those episodes, it just restarts. The little apple comes up. And
that's
it won't
weird.
Let me play. It plays it on iTunes on the computer, but not on the actual iPod. And I thought that's so strange. And obviously, I guess the answer is for me to do a restore and just start over. But
that was my question.
It's so weird that why only Wanda and Ramble?
Well, there must be something in the coding. But my question would be: is have you done that restoring thing? Or, you know, the back to factory settings kind of thing.
I had to do it a lot with my old iPod because it had issues, but I haven't done it yet on the new one.
Okay.
I hadn't had reason to. You know.
I
so
love
I
my
thought,
new
well,
iPod.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to actually listen to Wanda once in a while?
Yeah. Well, now, Michael, have you had any issues with your new iPod?
Nope. No, not yet. It's only been a week. But no, my issues seem to be with iTunes.
Don't worry. They start after the second week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had problems with my old one, over. Too. So... But so far, no. The new one's been running pretty well. I haven't had any of those issues, Mark. But I'm still having issues with some downloads. It used to be just my own show I couldn't download. But now every once in a while, other shows, it'll only download like 5 minutes and then stop, for example. There's no rhyme or reason as to which one it is.
It must be a software issue.
Yeah,
you know, maybe. It used to be that Microsoft would just release something that was full of bugs and then fix it later. And Apple never did that. And lately, it seems as though Apple's been doing. I mean, you know, people have been talking about the problem with the case.
Yeah.
And like, there's been all kinds of little technical hardware problems on the Apple side, and now we're starting to see these software problems.
But now,
what's up
I
with
have,
Apple.
But now, Michael, are you downloading it onto a Mac or a PC?
Well, since I've gotten the new iPod, I've been using my PC instead of my Mac.
Okay, so it sounds like it might be a PC issue because I haven't had any issues with my Mac.
Well, but the software is running. It's running the Apple software.
iTunes 7 on my Mac. iTunes 7 on my Mac was giving me the same problems with the download.
Oh, okay.
When I was still.
And it wouldn't even let him download his own damn show.
Yeah, it was the only show I couldn't download was my own. It kept timing out.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And have you like perused the message boards or forums or anything to find out if anybody else is having the issue?
I have, and have not seen a thing.
Huh.
So.
So yeah, that's the thing. I wanted to bring this up. So dear listeners, if you've had problems with certain podcasts on your iPod since downloading iTunes 7, let us know, especially if it's Wanda Wisdom and Ramble Redhead.
Mm. I haven't had any issues at all.
Good. Very good.
I don't know why.
Nice.
I'm lucky that way.
But do you listen on your iPod?
I listen on my Nano, yeah.
Huh.
I download them through iTunes and plug the Nano in, and it, you know.
Maybe it's a video iPod issue. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's
possible. Hey, I downloaded my first TV show the other day.
Oh, what did you download?
Well,
just say the word TV and Archer will get excited.
I will.
There was so much to choose from, I didn't know where to start, and I just wanted to download one so I could see what it was like since it was my first video iPod and everything.
Project
like
Runway.
That. No, I'm afraid not. No,
Desperate Housewives.
I watched that on TV. I went the gay route. I wanted to download something I hadn't seen before, so I went the gay route, scrolled down to the bottom, saw the Warner Brothers shows, and downloaded. No, I downloaded Aquaman.
Oh.
Wait, Aquaman is a TV show now?
It was a pilot. They filmed a pilot that never got picked up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and actually, the guy
that.
Who plays
Did you
it
pay
is pretty
or is
hot.
It free?
That's why I downloaded it, Archer. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the guy's hot.
Did you have to pay for it, or was it free?
It's $1.99, like any other TV show.
Well, because, you know, on Curb Your Enthusiasm, there was that whole storyline where... not Curb Your Enthusiasm. Entourage. I don't know why I said Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
on
the
Entourage,
Aquaman thing, yeah.
The whole thing was like they made the film of Aquaman. Mm-hmm. That was sort of cute.
I don't understand the whole television pricing structure, though, on iTunes. Because, you know, I can download a 45-minute television show for $1.99, and then I was looking at, like, the ABC section, where you can download, like, a 3-minute Schoolhouse Rock for $1.99. What is the point?
Yeah,
I don't think it has to do with length.
Obviously, and it never, it's about, you know, they're trying to test the market and see
right,
what
and I think it's actually
on all of these things.
The contract they have with the different networks, too.
Mm.
But now, how did it play on your video iPod, then?
So far, so good. Looks beautiful.
Did you watch the whole episode?
I have a bunch of TV shows on it now, but none that I've paid for, just the free ones.
I haven't watched the entire episode yet, but I have watched some video podcasts. Wanda Wisdom just had a video podcast, I think, Friday.
Yeah.
And it looked beautiful. It's great.
I'm waiting for her.
Not that I could see it. On my iPod, anyway.
I'm waiting for her follow-up on that marrying Michelle Bachman thing. But now, have you downloaded any movies? Has anybody downloaded movies yet?
No. Not a full movie, no. My little brother has a bunch of... He has all of the Lost episodes, and he has like Napoleon Dynamite and stuff on his video iPod.
How did he get Napoleon Dynamite? Is that one of the choices?
Yeah, I guess it is. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He had that on his PSP thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's not a Disney-made movie.
Right. No, never mind. That was a different thing.
Well,
but I have downloaded... Let's see. I downloaded 30 Days, Ghost Hunters...
Isn't 30 Days a great show?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
Project Runway, Tabloid Wars, and Who Wants to Be a Superhero. And the only reason I downloaded those because there was the free ones. I just wanted to download them to see, you know, what they would be like. It's cute. But it's like, you know, it's a little tiny little TV screen. They're really, you know.
Well, I downloaded the movie Kinky Boots.
Oh. I want to see that.
I want to see that.
Well, you know, I really wanted to see it, too, until I watched it.
Oh.
Although I have to say that Apple was everything that Steve Jobs said about downloading a movie was correct. It took about 30 minutes to download. It was almost a gigabyte of, you know, size of the movie. But okay. I think it shows beautifully on my 24-inch iMac. I mean, the screen is just beautiful for movies.
You love talking about inches.
I know.
You have
to keep bringing that up, don't you?
Well, you know what they say. If you don't have one thing somewhere, you have to get it another place or something like that.
And here you just said a few minutes ago that length didn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It's the girth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, this movie...
Well, we heard you talking about the prostate health.
The boyfriend had nothing to do with it. He had no idea about that. Do you two have anything?
He didn't want to appear like he knew too much.
Yeah.
Like he's done too much field research. So
do you two have an opinion about that?
I mean, it's obvious that someone who is probed regularly is probably going to have better prostate health.
That's what I thought. What do you think, Michael?
I'm all for it.
So it's not a campaign like issue.
So, Michael, do you have really good prostate health?
I'm all for the probing.
Yeah, I bet. So anyway, back to this movie, Kinky Boots.
Oh, yeah.
It actually starts out really good. Like, the first 20 minutes is really good. But then the theme of the movie, I guess, changes, and it becomes way too serious for the trailer and the way they set it up.
Right, that it isn't just... they're trying to be too many things.
Right. If they had kept to with the comedy route, it would have been fine, but then it gets really serious in the middle. And I was like, oh, this isn't really what I was expecting.
It's a Britcom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're thinking of going to see another gay movie this week.
Oh, I heard
really?
About
Which
that.
Which one?
You're so funny.
Funny looking.
Yeah.
But no, I'm serious. Which movie?
Another gay movie.
That's the name of it.
That's the name of the movie, Mark.
But who's on first?
Oh, boy.
What's on second?
Oh, boy. But I haven't heard anything about it. I haven't read any reviews yet about it or anything.
Of another gay movie?
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer?
I have,
On Daily Purge, didn't they have...
Yes, they had Michael Carboni or whatever his name. Michael Carboni.
Yeah.
I probably didn't go back that far.
Oh, this was just recently.
Yeah, it was just like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I just started listening to them, so I'm catching up.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, so they had the, I guess, the star of that movie on there.
Oh, okay.
One of the stars.
Yeah. One of the stars, yeah.
It's an ensemble film.
Is it
it's
actually...
like Crash.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
Gay Crash.
But
No, it's not like Gay Crash.
Is it playing...
It's more like Gay Crush.
Is it playing in your local area there?
Yes, it's playing at our art house.
Ah, okay.
Oh, on York Street? Or on Broadway?
That's gone. York Square Cinema's gone.
That's gone? Oh,
yes. Now we have the Criterion Cinema.
Where is that?
It's across from the Omni Hotel. It's
downtown.
Fabulous. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's a great little theater. Yeah. Oh. Sunday they have movies and mimosas for $5.
Oh, that's cool.
And they always show some like old classic, like they've showed like Valley of the Dolls or Mommy Dearest or stuff like that, you know. And
what
so
was
see
it
them on
before?
The big screen.
Was it a theater before?
You know, I don't know what it was before. because it all happened while I was gone, and the next thing I knew, there was a theater there. So
what's like the actual cross street? Is it in the mall where the mall was?
No. It's let me look it up because I don't know the address.
Yeah, it's okay. Most people are probably like New Haven. Who cares?
But if you're in New Haven,
there's the Palace Theater and the Schubert Theater are like really old, really famous theaters there. And I just wondered if this new movie house is in one of those old theater spaces.
No. It's not on College Street with the Schubert and the Palace. So although the Palace is kind of dead and empty these days, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful old theater.
Well, ladies, we are getting to the point where I need to end the show.
Okay.
So,
because it's almost bedtime.
Well, I have to edit this first.
I know.
But you know what? You guys are on show 299.
Woo-hoo! Wow.
Yeah. And I've got at least 10 well wishes for the 300th episode to play on tomorrow's show.
You've got some massages for tomorrow. Oh,
yes, at least 10 so far.
Well, you probably pretty much won't have to talk then, will you? Just
that's what
play
I was
one
thinking.
Right after the other.
That's what I was thinking. Like, what am I going to talk about? But anyway.
Well, Archer will do what he usually... He'll talk about the message, about what the message says, and then play the message. And then after the message, he'll talk about what the message says.
I know. I'm not going to do that. I am not going to do that.
So, it's sort of like what they do for the President's State of the Union address.
Exactly. Yeah, right. There you go.
Here's what he's going to talk about, and then he talks, and then they talk about what he talked about.
What the President said was...
I am not going to do that. I'm just going to play them.
All right. So. Good.
Well, I have to leave you one. I haven't done that yet.
Well, that would be so nice of you, Michael. I would appreciate that.
Oh, I'm going
to.
Most definitely.
Excellent. Very
After
good.
After I finish editing my show for tomorrow.
Well, happy 299.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So let me, before you guys hang up, let me end my show, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for being on the show. And boys and girls, tune in tomorrow for the 300th episode of Archer Radio. Until next time, bye. Archer Radio.